Good morning. Welcome to some Martin Morning Report. I'm back home on the homestead here on a Thursday. Martin Morning Report today brought to you by Wild Rose Chevrolet in Shenandoah, USA. I've got five fast things for you. And we always start at number one with a tougher than a $2 steak. Tip of the bald head, performance of the day. And I just say, job well done to Kemper Catholic and Ashland Greenwood volleyball at the state tournament as Turner pops in. Turner, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good to see you. Welcome back to the civilization of Martin Morning Report world. 3A semifinal yesterday, Kemper Catholic opens with a win, opening set over Davenport Assumption, and then falls in the last three. But a great year for Kemper, what, 32 and 3 on the season. That'll play pretty good. Only one loss when they were whole. Addie Anthofer had 11 kills, 10 digs. Elsa Diefenthaler, 27 assists, 19 digs. Mia Milligan, 10 digs as well. And Kaylee Simons, 19 digs for Kemper Catholic in that defeat. And Ashland Greenwood over in Lincoln did the same thing. They actually pop out. They win the opening set against Omaha Concordia. Nearly take the third set, but just could not come through and end up falling there in their first return or first trip to state in 5 years. And first under head coach Ryan Robinson, got a great group. Avery Whaley, 15 kills, 12 digs. Sydney Schramm, 14 kills, 8 digs. Tava Berkey, 35 assists, 8 digs. Marley Glock, 5 kills, 23 digs. And Avery Bridges had 12 digs as well. Tip of the bald head to you. Tougher than $2 steak performance of the day. Number two, East Mills, Lacey Palmer and Fremont Mills, Reese Goot, were named unanimous all-corner conference selections yesterday. Palmer, one of three Wolverines to earn a first-team nod, with Brooke Jones and Ellie Hagan involved there as well. Lana Banana Alley joins her teammate Goot on the first team for Fremont Mills. Sydney had a league-best four first-team choices. Kiana Haggerty, Addison Foster, Myler Maher, and Gabby Jacobs. It all makes sense to me. Number three, Hawkeye 10 Volleyball. Four KMA Landers earned unanimous choices. Those nods go to Clarinda Zaddy Wagner, Lewis Central's Aubrey Davis, Red Oaks' Jocelyn O'Neill, Kemper Catholic's Kaylee Simons. It all makes a lot of sense. Additionally, Kaylee Ray of Glenwood, Emily Siebenecker from Red Oak, also Reese Harlan from Atlantic, Miley Wagner from Clarinda, Keely Jones of Red Oak, and Brooklyn Rutledge of St. Albert, first team choices too. It all makes a lot of sense. You can check out second, third team honorable mention for both of those online, kmaland.com, DTTA. Don't trust the algorithm that it'll pop up on your algo. Just find it now at kmaland.com. Number four, more state volleyball to tell you about in Iowa. Other winners in class, well, all the classes here. Waukee Northwest and Ankeny Centennial. They'll play for the 5A championship. Of course, Jess Reinhart, former Jess Phillips of Red Oak. She is the coach there at Ankeny Centennial and has a daughter starring on the team. In 4A, North Scott and Sioux Center advance on to the championship. In 3A, Humboldt and Denver. In 2A, excuse me, not Humboldt and Denver. Humboldt and, we already talked about, Davenport Assumption. 2A, Denver and Hinton. And then St. Ansgar and Janesville. No surprise for anybody there. That St. Ansgar's in the championship. They're awesome. We'll play for the 1A championship later today. In Missouri, Class 2, St. Vincent and Herman. This is playing in St. Joseph, by the way. Class 4 winners were St. Pius of Festus and St. Michael the Archangel. And then in Nebraska, Class A quarterfinal winners, Lincoln North Star, Omaha Westside, Millard South, and Papio La Vista South. But Class B winners were Norris, Waverly, Elkhorn North, and Scott Catholic. And then we already mentioned the C1, Omaha Concordia, Holdridge, Milford, and Malcolm gets the big upset. They beat the three-time defending champion, Lincoln Lutheran. And on to number five, more KMA Land Cross Country Awards announced yesterday. Gannon Hubbard of Palmyra is our KMA Land Nebraska Boys Cross Country Runner of the Year. Kevin Coots of Lewis Central, our KMA Land Iowa Boys Cross Country Runner of the Year. Plus Boys Conference Awards, DTTA. Find them, KMALand.com right now. Those are all up as well. And then we'll have more awards coming today, tomorrow, and forever. And that's it for the Martin Morning Report. Five things for you to relish in and love. And we'll be back with more tomorrow morning, talking eight-man football, big happenings tonight. You can listen, KMA 960 for Fremont Mills Woodbine, on our KMA Extreme for Audubon, Iowa Valley. I believe Trevor Mater's already on the road. Martin Morning Report brought to you by Wild Rose Chevrolet, Shenandoah, USA. And we'll talk with you in
24 hours.
Finally says something. Welcome back.